2 weeks, the rainy season starts. And you really have to take this time, you know, to really put some effort in your practice. Effort in samadhi, effort in wisdom, investigation. I mean, investigation of the body is one of our mainstays. You really have to start doing it. I mean, if your samadhi is not yet so good, you know, put most of the time, you know, for your samadhi, but don't forget investigation of the body. The loathsomeness of the body, is that what keeps raga tanha out? Is keeps that what sexual desire keeps out? That's for your own protection. And really, I mean, you do have to put more effort in your practice. I mean, all this talking, I mean, you will see it. I mean, or haven't you seen it? That it really disturbs our practice. I mean, the kovat, and that is the duties that the monks do at the monastery. And I'm sure that I told you before, the kovat in Bantat was, do it quickly, quietly, and with sati. I know it's difficult. I mean, you also want to learn Thai, so I mean, if you don't speak, how can you learn Thai? But we haven't become bhikkhus, you know, because we want to learn Thai. We have become bhikkhus to overcome dukkha. That is our main thing. And the Thai you will see will come, you know, on its own. The more you listen to Thai, I mean, the more you will understand. Don't try to figure it out. Try to learn it with the heart. Learn it like a child. If you want to understand this or want to understand, you know, just wait for the right time. I know it's going too slowly and, you know, this will upset you because you want to understand. But you want to understand with your brain, and that is not going to work. You have to understand the language is always coming from the heart. You have to understand the language from the heart. So, keep your voice, when you talk, keep your voices down, man. If there is something necessary to talk. But most of the time, you know, there is nothing to talk about. Even at the Namron, keep it down, you know, keep it to a minimum. So, and then focus from the morning, you know, focus your practice on what you want to do. I mean, when you're Bindabad, you know, you can do investigation or you can do Buddha, you know, whatever. So when you come down from your kuti and set up the sala, I mean, just keep it your object of investigation or object of calm. Don't try to engage in talks. I mean, try not. And I will look out for it a little bit more. Longpo said 3 times, you know, while I was not here, 3 times something, you know. He reprimanded the bhikkhus 3 times, you know, because, I mean, when he was talking to lay people, I mean, the bhikkhus outside were talking too loud. I mean, that is completely disrespectful. If you know, if your teacher and he is your teacher, I mean, if he talks to lay people, I mean, either you listen or you go into a distance. If there's really something necessary to talk, but in our line of work, there's nothing necessary to talk about, except for what can I, you know, what how can I help it, or if you don't understand how to do certain things, that's the only talk, you know, that is permitted in our line of practice. And be more alert, be more, you know, be more alert. I mean, with samadhi comes the sati, you know. That's why we also practice samadhi, you know, to develop the sati. So sati is awareness, huh? It's not mindfulness. Aware, being aware of what is going on, you know? Not being only aware of yourself, that is mindfulness, huh? aware of what you're doing, that is pure mindfulness. I'm walking. But that is not awareness. Awareness knows what is going on. Sati is the most important thing in our line of practice. So we have to develop, really develop it. I mean, all this talking, you know, well, what's the point of it? Because, you know, the kilesa is like, you know, to get off the sometimes tiring work of investigation or samadhi, and that's why we start to talk. But we really ruin our practice if we indulge into that. And then just take the example. I mean, you want to become students of Lungdao Mahapoa. So, I mean, just take the example. When we do the duties, do it quietly, quickly, and with sati. That is the prime. And as Farangs, you know, especially as Farangs, as Westerners, you stick out. Everybody watches you. Everybody watches every move of you. So behave yourself. I mean, when the lay people a few days ago saw you, you know, talking loudly while they were talking to the Ajahn, I mean, you ruined not only the Lungpo's, you know, reputation, but also my reputation. Because it always, you know, it doesn't fall on you, it falls on me, because I look after it. And it's not only falling on me, but it's also falling on Lungpo. And Lungpo is your prime teacher. So, I mean, you don't want him to be, you know, to be seen in a bad light, because the lay people, you know, when they see the monks misbehaving, I mean, whose fault is it? It's not the fault of the monks. It's the fault of the teacher who looks after them. And he is your teacher. And he's a good teacher. I mean, he cares about him. So, do care about him. And don't get lost. I know it is easy to get lost, you know, especially when you open your mouth the first time. I mean, you completely get lost, you know, because it comes just out. Have sati while talking. Know that you're talking. That means awareness. I'm talking, you know, I want to say this. Huh? That is awareness before you actually comes out of the mind. That is the good awareness. That is the awareness that can lead us to the end of suffering. The awareness, I want to talk, I want to say this, and instantly, you know, touch it, you know, say, that's not really worthwhile, and forget it. Before it actually comes out of the mouth, huh? The awareness to know what you're going to say and, you know, what kind of impact it has. Huh? I mean, also with our actions. Huh? The same thing. This awareness, you know, to know what we are going to do and why we are going to do and what kind of results it will have. I mean, our awareness just tells us everything. So be more aware. Be more aware of your surrounding. Be more aware, you know, of your meditation object. If you stick, you know, if you stick for the pansa the whole time to your meditation object, be it the object of investigation or be it the object of calm. I mean, that's where you learn, you know, to grow, you know, to foster awareness, to foster sati. And sati, you know, if you read the books of Lungdao Mahapoa, you know how much he plays importance on sati. Satipanya, Mahasati, Mahapanya. That is the thing that gets us rid, you know, of greed and hate, Mahasati, Mahapanya. And that is only developed, it doesn't come automatically. I mean, all these things that we learn, we have to learn by the rod. Yeah? You have to learn from the basic, you know, just like a child learns to walk. Yeah? You have to learn it and train it and train it and train it until we become sufficient. And you cannot do it, you know. You, when you look around, with this, awareness doesn't come. I mean, you have to train it. You really have to curb yourself in. I mean, if you do the reflection that I propose, you know, if you do it in the evening, can't you get it? Can't you see that you were talking while... Don't you see it? I mean, if you don't do it, you don't know what is going on during the day. I mean, I really advise you to do it, you know. Then you see your faults and then you can change it. If you don't see your faults, you can't change it. And you put even more burden on me, because then I have to look out for your faults and constantly be around you and constantly reprimand you. No? I mean, that is not fun. No? I don't want to be constantly looking after you, you know. It's just like a little child, you know, that starts to walk, you know, it's running here and running there, you know, putting the hand in the fire without knowing the danger. I mean, do the reflection in the evening. Go through every moment of the day. And how can you not see it if you open your eyes? How can you not say it? I was talking to that. Yeah? And what was Lungpo doing at the same time? And then, I mean, if it's pure awareness, I mean, it instantly shows, oh, that wasn't good. You know, tomorrow I don't want to do it. Don't rely too much on somebody, you know, who's constantly, you know, watching you, observing you, and constantly all the time telling you what to do and what not to do. That's not going to work out. There you don't learn independence. I mean, Lungda never did it. I mean, once in a while, I mean, he came, you know. But normally, I mean, you had to figure it out for yourself. And he never told you what you did wrong. He just scolded you. Just to learn, you know, to learn how to develop your sati and panya. Huh? I mean, he just, out of the blue, he scolded you and you didn't know why he scolded you. Huh? You didn't even know what you were doing wrong. So, I mean, then you had time for reflection, you know, to use the time afterward to reflect upon what did I do wrong. Huh? Most of the time you can figure it out, sometimes you couldn't figure it out. Because you really didn't know, or I really didn't know. So, and then you know, sometimes I ask other people, you know, what did I do wrong? Ah, okay. I couldn't see it because, you know, it wasn't programmed. But most of the things, you know, you will get, you know, with this awareness. Huh? So, I mean, do your reflection and look at it. Look at yourself, how you're behaving. I mean, just see the movie of your day. And then instantly, if it's pure awareness, I mean, it instantly tells you this was good and this wasn't good. This needs to be developed, or this needs to be let go of. This I shouldn't indulge in. I mean, you try to restrain yourself with this and with that. I mean, why don't you restrain your eyes and your mouth? I mean, looking there, wanting to know this, wanting to know that. That's not going to lead us to Nibbana. Wanting to know this and wanting to know that just leads us back into the world. I mean, the world wants to know, you know, if there are still other planets with intelligent life on. I mean, that doesn't help us, you know, to get rid of dukkha. Because dukkha is exactly created by wanting to know, wanting to learn this, wanting to learn that. So stick to the path of sila, samadhi and panya. That is important. I mean, it's not easy, you know, when you train samadhi, I mean, stick to your object, you know, go back to the breath and don't be interested in anything else than the breath or than the Buddha. Whatever object you take, I mean, you have to stick to one object. How can you become one-pointed, you know, if you constantly change your object of attention? And that's why it's so difficult to stick to one point or one object. Because the kilesas hate it. They don't want to. They want this object, and they want that object. Ah, this is not working, you know, and let's try this object. Ah, that is not working, let's try the next object. Ah, no, Buddha is not good, you know. Ah, the breath is too boring, you know, what can I take next? Maybe I can take Dhamma, or maybe I can take this, or maybe I can take that. That's all the kilesas. Huh? I mean, they don't want to stick to one object because it's so boring for them. They cannot act, you know, when you stick your attention to the meditation object. And that's why it's so difficult. Oh, this works better, you know, the kilesas tell us, you know, who tells you all these things? This works better, this doesn't work. I mean, last time I talked about anatta, all these things. No? They are not me, they are not mine, they don't belong to me. I mean, this works. Or today my meditation is nice. Yeah, who tells you these things? Either you know it or you don't know it. You don't need this confirmation from the kilesas, no? Who tell you and who misguide you actually with this kind of information. Say, ah, yeah, yesterday, I mean, the Buddha was good, you know. Maybe I should return to the Buddha. The next day they tell you, oh, maybe I should do something else, you know. My concentration is not. I mean, this is the voice of the kilesas. That is the KBC, Kilesas Broadcasting Company. They tell us constantly what is going on. If something is good, if they like it, you know, it's their voice. I like this, you know, or this is working, or this is not working. I have a good day, I have a bad day. What is the difference between a good day and a bad day? What is the difference of between liking and not liking? That is something that you have to investigate. So when the feeling of not liking comes up, investigate it. Ah, let me feel, let me really feel what is not liking. Instead of going for it. You instantly hear something, you know, the kilesas tell you something and you go for it. How can you investigate something if you go for it? Just like, you know, somebody invites you to a ride, you know, you wanted actually to investigate the car. And then somebody, come in the car, you know, we ride it. How can you investigate the car? It's impossible. You're already gone. The car, only as long as it is there, as long as we are outside of it, you know, we can investigate it. Open the hood, you know, look at it. Look at it from all sides of angles. And these are feelings, you know. Of course they are unpleasant feelings. Unpleasant feelings, there are pleasant feelings, there are unpleasant feelings, there are neutral feelings. There are bodily unpleasant feelings, there are mental unpleasant feelings. The bodily unpleasant feelings is much, much easier to cope with than the mental unpleasant feeling. Because these are our moods. Our moods are made out of a lot of kinds of different feelings. And thoughts and memories. They boil up, you know, and they last, you know, like clouds in the sky. They last quite long, you know. Sometimes for days. So, investigate, you know, break it down, you know. Into the thoughts, into the memories, you know, and then suddenly this mood is gone. The moment you investigate, these things are gone. You try to investigate an unpleasant feeling and it is gone. If it's not a bodily feeling, they last longer. But the moment you try your bad mood, you know, what is a bad mood? Now I'm in a bad mood. Now my meditation is not working. What does it mean? Investigate. Get down to it. Get to know it. Get to know it with your heart. What is this kind? My meditation is not working. Who tells you this? Be alert, you know. I understand your problem. I mean, we followed our thoughts and imagination for such a long time, so it's really difficult, you know, to counteract them. But, you know, you have to do it, you know. Instantly say, what is that? What is that? Didn't I tell you now, I mean, a few weeks ago, I was talking about interest, you know? I mean, the moment you have the interest to see these things, then they're coming up, you know, that tell you this, that's not good, or that's good, you know? Why is that good? Why is that not good? You know? That's where the interest comes in, where you have instantly attention. Instantly there's awareness, because your interest is all there. What is that? Let me see this feeling. Let me see this mood. What does it consist of? You know, break it down until you see it. You know, it falls. It breaks it down. You know, into thoughts, into memories. You know, and suddenly the mood is gone, because it cannot last the moment you investigate some things. You know, because of its nature, anicca. I mean, you keep it up, you know, just like you keep it up the clouds. I mean, by constantly thinking this way, by constantly, you know, assuming this way. That's why you keep up these feelings or emotions or moods. So break it down, you know, and it instantly disappears. But you're not interested. Yes, I'm tired. What is tired? Break it out. And suddenly, the moment you have interest, there is no tiredness. How can you be tired if there is interest? You're just bored to death. So what is boredom? Let me investigate boredom. The moment you're interested in boredom, you know there's boredom is gone. How can it not go? Things are constantly changing. I mean, there's one thought, and then there's another thought. And then this feeling comes in, and that feeling comes in, and that feeling comes in. Constantly changing. Everything is constantly changing. So, I mean, but if you don't have a point of reference, you don't see the changing nature of these things. You understand that? You have to have a point of reference that is fixed. And that be your object of investigation or your object, you know, object of calm, samatha. If you don't have a point of reference, you don't know what is going on. You just follow all the outflows, the asavas. With a point of reference, you know what is going on. I'm going out, you know, or it wants to go out, but I'm not really interested in. Then you know, if you have a point of reference, and that this point of reference, I mean, you have to create. You have to create in your heart this point of reference. The moment you open your eyes, you have this point of reference until you close your eyes to sleep. Because while sleeping, you know, we can't have this point of reference. Only if we sleep very little, we sometimes have, even in our dreams. This point of reference is, you know, and if you change this point of reference too often, I mean, you will be lost. You will be lost in your thoughts. You will be lost in your ideas. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, maybe, yes, I should do this. Yeah, maybe, yeah, I should do it later. No? Maybe that's not a good idea. Yeah, why is not my meditation not working, you know, maybe I should do something else, maybe I should read, or things like that. I mean, you just follow the flow of karma. Without any help, you know. I mean, if you're in a river that has a very high current, I mean, if you don't put a pole down, I mean, you cannot keep up. You have to swim down the river of karma. And the karma is very strong. Our karma, we have trained our behavior like this, you know, not only for this life, but for thousands of lives. That's why it's so strong. If you don't have a pole, if you don't put a pole in the ground, you know, and hold ourselves to the stick, to our point of reference, to the Buddha, or to the breath, you know, whatever it is, or to the meditation's object, the 35 objects, like skin, like, you know, nails, or whatever. Kesa, loma, naka, tanta, tacho. That's what the Upachara gave you. Keep that point of reference. And check yourself out. If you don't check yourself out, you don't know where you go wrong. And you just put a burden on your teacher. And you always want something, you know, why did I do this wrong, you know? Instead of thinking about yourself, why did you do it wrong? I mean, you need explanations. I mean, actually, you should be the one who investigates, what did I do? Why did he say something? What did I do wrong? I mean, through self-reflection, I mean, you get the point much easier. Otherwise, I have to tell you, and I told you, you know, before, you know, and you still do it wrong. Because you never reflect about it. I did that wrong, you know. And the next time you forget it. You have to self-reflect about your own doing. And that's where you start, you know, to start to develop a basis for the practice. Without a basis of practice, I mean, how can you survive as bhikkhus? The world is constantly there. We are constantly in touch with the world. Though most of the time you spend in the monastery, but you know, the world even comes into the monastery. We get enticed by this, we get enticed by that, we get excited by this, or we get excited by that. Hear this, I hear that, you know. Have these stories, you know, that. Then we want to know. Is it important to know? Do I know my Buddha? No. Okay, then let's go first, you know, understand the Buddha. What is Buddha? Oh, what is the breath? Or what is the skin? What is the intestine? How does actually my food look? Now after 6 hours of digestion, how does it look now in my stomach? Was the food that I was eating proper, you know? Do I have some pains, you know? And do I have some stomach problems? No? That's the investigation. I mean, it just centers around either the breath or the Buddha, you know, about the investigation of the body. All the other things are, for the moment, not interesting. Who did this or who did that? You know, if there was a great monk or that was a great monk or this is an arahant or that is an arahant. I mean, that's not so important. Huh? I mean, we want to get to that. Huh? I mean, each arahant did the same thing. Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Huh? He kept the rules. Huh? He tortured himself, you know, to be able to concentrate on one point, you know, have this point of reference. Huh? And then did the investigation of the body. Until he was finished with the investigation of the body, then he investigated the namakandas. Until he was finished with the namakandas, and then he investigated avijja. Until he was finished with avijja, and then he became an arahant. Investigation, reflecting, self-reflection. What am I doing? What am I doing right now? Get the interest. Who tells me these things? The kilesas have complete control over us. I do understand this, you know, everybody, you know, starts out the same. Some have a little bit more experience, others have less experience. Huh? But that doesn't mean that we cannot do it. For some people it's tougher, you know, to concentrate on one object, for some people it's easier to concentrate on one object. Huh? But that doesn't mean for the one who is tougher that he should give it up. I mean, if you don't learn it now, when do we going to learn it? No? If we, tomorrow? Tomorrow may not come. And tomorrow, if we die, you know, I mean, we forget everything. So, I mean, whatever we don't know, you know, we do it now. Just do it right now. Now I want to stay with my Buddha. Now I want to stay with my object of investigation. Always have this reference point. The sati is the point of reference. This awareness. This puru, that what knows. That's the reference. And that tells us actually what is going on. We don't need this commentator. We don't need the kilesas to make out, you know, what the puru knows, whatever knows, you know. I mean, the kilesas, you know, just, you know, dilute it, you know, or sway it around, or turn it around, you know, and make something completely out. But if we know, you know, what is going on, I mean, we don't need this commentator. If we open our eyes and see for ourselves, I mean, If you're in the football stadium and watch a football game, I mean, we don't need the commentator. Huh? And that's the same thing. You know, if we are at the point of reference, if we are at our heart, you know, and know what is going on, I mean, we don't need all this. I mean, then there's no need for all these comments. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is bad. Maybe I should try this. Maybe I should try that. That's all not necessary. Just keep your point of reference and are aware of this point of reference and you will know what is happening around you. And that's also, you know, it's not so important, you know, to learn the Thai language. You know? I mean, if you have this point of reference, I mean, it's much easier to learn the language more proper than when you learn it through dictionaries and through interaction. Because you still try to understand, you go on with the Western mind, you know, trying to understand the language, trying to figure out what could he have mean. No? I mean, if you're with your heart, you know what he means. No? I mean, he knows what you say. You know? I mean, because he has first, you know, to use the language of the heart. I mean, you pick it up, the language of the heart, and you understand what he says, no? We actually don't need it. But we have to get down, we have to open our heart up to them. Because we're afraid, you know, we close it. No. I mean, then investigate fear. Or investigate pain. I mean, there are so many things, there are so many stumble blocks, you know. Investigate tiredness, investigate fear, investigate this and investigate that, no? Don't get fooled by these things. Don't get fooled by these comments. This is just KBC. Remember this. Huh? And do your reflection in the evening. So that was just a short exhortation. Questions? Take it to heart, what I say. I mean, it's for your own good. No? I mean, it's a burden for me, you know, to look after you. You know, I mean, whenever you know, Lugpo says something or other people say something, you know, I am the one responsible for you. He made it very clear that. So we do have to learn the Vinaya in this Pansa as well. Go through. And our standard is the Vinaya Mukha. So the Thai Tamayut. And one of you or two of you, you can start learning the Patimokkha. I mean, that's also, you know, I mean, it does help, you know. Learning to chant does help with concentration. I mean, if the mind is very scattered, I mean, trying to focus on a chant, you know, learning to chant is very good concentration practice. But of course, you know, you cannot hold up with the concentration practice of observing the breath or observing the Buddha. So, you understand? Or any questions in the practice, any problems in the practice. Actually, if you have any problems in the practice, you can come every day. You don't have to wait, you know, until we have a meeting, because that is more general. If you have a problem, you know, you cannot solve or you need some help, I mean, just ask in the morning after the meeting. Yeah? Okay, we can close now.